Army since 1983. He's taken hundreds and never got really sick, even including the anthrax shot. It was really dangerous. But, oh, he says he's lost a lot of his acuity in his mind since he took the second shot. He was in here yesterday. He told you that. Incredible brain fog, you name it. Medical doctor. That's the reality of this. This is a weapon system that the globalists are inducting us into. So here is the government of Australia, the criminals, announcing what's coming to your town, your city, your country. You don't get to go outside. You don't get to exercise. You do what we said. We're going to take you to prison. And then next, of course, oh, you can't pay your rent or you can't pay your mortgage. Well, you're going to go to the camp. And they've now announced that. They're building huge camps all over the world for us. Here it is.
I will now go through each of these decisions. First, the lockout. The fully vaccinated can continue as they were. For people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules will apply to everyone 16 and above. If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home. You are at greater risk of catching COVID, becoming ill, and needing hospital care. You may only leave home for three reasons. Medical treatment, including COVID testing or vaccination. For essential goods and services like groceries, power tokens, medications. To provide care and support to a family member or person who cannot support themselves. You cannot travel more than 30 kilometres from your home when leaving for one of the three reasons, or the nearest practical destination. If you need to go to the hospital and it's more than 30 kilometres from your home, that's okay. There are only three reasons to leave the home now, not five. Work is not a reason to leave the home for the unvaccinated. The Chief Health Officer has also determined that restriction of movement is critical right now, and that 1 hour of exercise for the next 4 days is not essential. Remember, these restrictions only apply to those who are not fully vaccinated.
So they said it was all coming, and you're never really fully vaccinated, and this is the collapse of civilization. So you're going to go bankrupt, we're going to deny you the right to work, and you're going to just stay at home till you take this. Because here's the deal. They're going to claim a new bioweapons release in a year or two that's going to kill billions. Really, it's the shot you've taken. I'm sorry to have to tell folks, but a lot of you, unless we find out how to reverse this, are dead. I mean, it's just the way it is. It meant every the military, who you are. But that's why key globalist personnel are given the saline shot. They're all in on it, too. They know. They're giving the conservatives, the Christians, the people's property they want. They've got actuaries. They've got databases. And it's just, it's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And so you see it all happening. Here is the criminal that says he loves dictatorship and wants to be a dictator like Xi Jinping, and that he admires China's dictatorship. Those are quotes. Blaming people that haven't taken the shots for the lockdowns when for the first year of it, there weren't even shots. And they admit that not letting people get their medical care was a government directive of the chief health officials, the chief dictators. But here he is blaming everybody else that's getting sick from the shots, everybody else with things going bankrupt and society falling apart, not on their lockdowns, not on the Great Reset, not on Klaus Schwab, not on their plan to do all this in their own admissions, but no, on the people that are smart enough to not take these poisons. They're making their move. The great depopulation is here. All the top scientists we talked to are on record agreeing. This is real. Ted Nugent's coming up to break it all down, but here is the criminal, the actual archetypal villain, Trudeau.
Filled with people who chose not to get vaccinated, they're frustrated. When people see that we're in lockdowns or serious public health restrictions right now, of us by unvaccinated people get angry.
He's the one that did it. They're the ones that ordered it all. They're the ones that put you in the endless fake emergency you never get out of. It's just the people are angry. Well, yeah, now they're going to start hurting us. They're going to hurt us either way, aren't they?
Republican senators. What are they busy doing? Well, they're busy repeating the talking points that Merrick Garland has written for them. Here's one. Attack on the Capitol.
where we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage, incredible bravery, risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol.
Now, let's be honest. Everyone who's conservative appreciates Ted Cruz. You may not like him, but you got to appreciate him. He's legitimately smart. He's one of the more articulate people to serve in the Congress, maybe the most articulate. He doesn't use a single word by accident. Every word Ted Cruz uses is used intentionally. He's a lawyer. He described January 6th as a violent terrorist attack. Of all the things that January 6th was, it was definitely not a violent terrorist attack. It wasn't an insurrection. Was it a riot? Sure. It was not a violent terrorist attack. Sorry. So why are you telling us that it was, Ted Cruz? And why are none of your Republican friends who are supposed to be representing us and all the people who have been arrested during this purge saying anything? What the hell's going on here? You're making us think maybe the Republican Party is as worthless as we suspected it was.
And people say, hey, that happened a year ago. Why are you harping on January 6th? Well, there's hundreds of people still in solitary confinement being tortured like they're in North Korea, some of which were completely nonviolent. While the Democrats burned down $3 billion of equipment and killed dozens of people, but that's called mostly peaceful. And now they're building on the back of this, the new anti-terror apparatus isn't for the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. They say the main threat is conservatives and Christians and gun owners. Waco, on a mass scale. Joining us is Ted Nugent to talk about Ted Cruz and more in the year 2022. So, Mr. Nugent, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, greetings to you, Alex, and I got to tell you, I sincerely wish everyone a happy new year, 2022, but it's going to be quite a challenge to remain happy with all the toxicity and the treason, the dishonesty. And I guess I could start off by saying two things. A big salute to you for being the cockroach spotlighter. You're doing the job that the founding fathers wanted all Americans to do, to be suspicious of everything, especially the government and the media, and to stand up for the self-evident truth-based constitutional Bill of Rights, God-given individual gifts. But I salute you, Alex, and I also salute the great Tucker Carlson. But boy, does that guy have a cockroach spotlight that deserves an award. And especially as we salute those who are standing up for good over evil, I sent a text condemning, absolutely condemning, the otherwise great Ted Cruz, who I helped get elected in every instance, because he is a constitutionalist, but my God, talking about entering the dark side, every word out of Ted Cruz's mouth that you just played from the Tucker Carlson show was an absolute lie and a viciously treasonous misrepresentation of what actually took place on January 6th. What happened to Ted Cruz?
And set the record straight, Ted Nugent, about what really happened on January 6th.
Well, and again, you know, I often repeat the obvious that I'm just a guitar player, but I'm actually a We the People experimenter and self-government guitar player, which means I'm tuned in to the world around me, especially the only experiment in self-government, their sacred United States of America. And here's what happened on January 6th. President Trump did a speech and a presentation and had a rally with good conservative families supporting God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, that man in the arena work ethic that has created the greatest quality of life in the history of the world. Then Ray Epps and a bunch of other saboteurs, a bunch of other provocateurs, federal protected provocateurs, organized a rally. Well, it was supposed to be a peaceful protest, but those that created violence, those that turned it into a riot, those were Black Lives Matter punks, those were Antifa punks, and those were Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, J. Edgar Hoover punks that perpetrated all the violence, all the violent activity, dressed in Trump regalia. Who the hell doesn't know this?
Absolutely. I got up this morning and more than 50 publications, I couldn't even keep track of it all, MSN, Newsweek, the New York Times, they all ran the same type of headlines that Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh, here's some of the headlines, that Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh are the cause of January 6th. So Limbaugh was barely alive then, and they were blaming Rush Limbaugh. This is incredible.
Well, again, the First Amendment guarantees the self-evident truth and God-given right that we the people experiment in self-government. The only example of that in the history of humankind, a King George, bite me, and anybody who wants to play King George, you're in for a Concord Bridge, you dirtbags. And the point is, we had a peaceful protest, but when you have real terrorists, when you have real treasonous Marxists like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and God help us all, Alex, actual agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, no wonder they don't wince, no wonder they don't cringe and jerk violently when they enter a building that says J. Edgar Hoover over the front and then allow a punk like James Comey to be their director. And I know there's some great FBI agents out there that are angry at me for saying that, but the reason you're angry is because you're guilty. And the fact that you are taking some heat, Alex, along with the great Rush Limbaugh and myself and President Trump and the good conservative families of America, proves that Uncle Sam is the most dangerous threat to the United States of America, because the enemies of America turned a peaceful protest, as ushered in by law enforcement, as ushered in by the provocateurs of the FBI undercover, as orchestrated by the Ray Epps federal punks of the world, and that people are still in jail. What are we going to get on the trains, go to our showers next? This is unbelievable. January 6th is not like Pearl Harbor. January 6th is not like 9/11. You lying, dishonest, treasonous, America-hating punks on the left. You're heading for a bruising, my friends.
Well, as Tucker Carlson said, as if you said, Ted Cruz is very smart. He doesn't just say stuff for no reason. He knows they're getting ready to frame America with more false flags and demonize the populist pro-America, the Ted Nugent, the Second Amendment type, you know,